Hello guys, this is Fatime and I'm here with a new challenge. Now I want to retelling the mini story of fifth lesson of Power English for you. This lesson was about a girl that named Shri. Shri was a linguist, but she was not a normal linguist. She was an incredible linguist. She was very intelligent, like all girls in Zaban Shanas. She was very intelligent. Yes, she was a linguist. She was a super duper incredible linguist. She spoke 247 languages, and she had total mastery in these languages. But she needed another language, time for a new language, and she wanted to learn Swahili. People in Africa, in fact, speak Swahili. Shri wanted to speak 248 languages. For this reason, and for her goals, she started to learning Swahili. At first, she started with visual method. Visual means with the eyes, connected to the eyes, related to seeing. And she read a textbook and grammar rules. Every day she read textbooks and use of grammar books to learn Swahili. But after 2 years, she continued this method for 2 years. But after 2 years, she was failed. She tried to speak Swahili, but she still could not speak Swahili. And she was frustrated. She was bored. And because she was very intelligent, she was not frustrated. She modified her approach. She changed her approach to learning Swahili. She used a kinesthetic method. Kinesthetic means with the body and movement. Every time she jumped and she had movement when she learning Swahili. For example, her teacher told her to jump in Swahili and she would jump. The teacher told her to sit in Swahili and she would sit. Every time she do this method, and it is very useful for she, because she became good in Swahili. But a good for Swahili was not sufficient. She wanted to be total mastery and in Swahili. She wanted to be perfect in Swahili. So because of it, she changed her approach. Change her method again. She used of auditory method. Auditory means with listening and hearing. She listened to Swahili every day for 5 hours, 10 hours, and then 23.5 hours every day. It was amazing. It was very, very great. 23.5 hours, and she sleep only 30 minutes, only 0.5 hours every day. Because it's her goals, and she wanted to reach them. After just 1 year, she become a total master in Swahili. It's very good. And she, after just 1 year, she reach her goal. So if you listen to Zaban Shenas and podcast of AJ in Power English, just for 1 or 2 hours every day and participate in Let's Talk Challenge, you will become a master. Okay, that is the end of the story. I hope you enjoy it. Have a good time. Bye.